With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. Republican governors banding together to pound away at the Biden administration's energy policy. Bernie Bennett has the story.
In a letter to the White House, 20 GOP state leaders called on the president, quote, to pursue an all-the-above energy approach that will promote homegrown energy that benefits all Americans. With a diesel refinery outside of New Orleans as their backdrop, eight governors held a news conference to discuss their strategy to unleash American energy. Louisiana Governor Jeff Landry said there is a direct correlation between consumer inflation and the Biden administration's approach to energy and environmental policy.
If the federal government took its foot off of the neck of American energy, we could absolutely lower the cost of everyday goods to American citizens.
There was no immediate response to the GOP governor's letter from the White House. Bernie Bennett reporting.
Also at SRNnews.com, Hunter Biden's daughter testifying today at his federal gun trial.
Hunter Biden's defense attorney called Naomi Biden, Hunter's daughter, to the stand in his federal gun trial. Attorney Abby Lowell began calling witnesses after federal prosecutors wrapped up their gun case. They say the president's son lied on a mandatory gun purchase form when he said he was not illegally using or addicted to drugs. Hunter Biden has pleaded not guilty. Lowell has said he did not believe he had a serious drug problem at the time of the gun purchase, and that there was no attempt to deceive anyone. Jurors were sent home, and they'll be returning next week. I'm Haya Panjwani.
A New York City police officer charged with attempted murder after officials say he allegedly shot another driver during a case of road rage in New Jersey. Officers from the Voorhees Township Police Department were at the scene of a multi-car crash when they noticed one of the drivers had been shot. A jury convicting five Minnesota residents in a scheme to exploit the COVID pandemic to steal more than $40 million from a program meant to feed kids to other people have been acquitted. This is SRN News. Southern Baptists have some major decisions to make.
Messengers to this month's SBC convention in Indianapolis will vote on several resolutions, including one that would firmly state the denomination's support for Israel and its ongoing war with Hamas. Another resolution affirms parents as the primary stewards of their children's lives, teachers, doctors, or the state. SBC messengers will also vote on a resolution to denounce so-called Christian nationalism. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The abortion rate in Indiana has plummeted. LifeNews.com says the Indiana Department of Health's report for this year's first quarter shows a 98% decrease in abortions compared to a year ago. Under state law, abortions are only allowed in very rare circumstances in the Hoosier State, such as saving the life of the mother. This is SRN News. Correspondent Shelley Adler says there are some new federal rules for mileage standards.
New federal rules by the Biden administration want new vehicles sold in the U.S. to average about 38 miles per gallon of gas in 2031. That's up from about 29 miles per gallon this year. According to requirements released by the National Highway Safety Administration, the final rule will increase fuel economy by 2% per year for model years 2027 to 2031. For passenger cars, while SUVs and other light trucks will increase by 2% per year for model years 2029 to 2031. I'm Shelley Adler.
On Wall Street today, Dow Industrials off 87 points at 38,798. S&P 500 dropped 6 while the NASDAQ lost 40. More details at srnnews.com.